the paperwork of Palestinian statehood.
Peace will not come through statements and resolutions at the United Nations. If it were that easy, it would have been accomplished by now. Ultimately, it is the Israelis and the Palestinians who must live side by side. Ultimately, it is the Israelis and the Palestinians, not us, who must reach agreement on the issues that divide them.
President Obama calls on Israel and the Palestinians to resume face-to-face talks and for the Palestinians to step back from their formal request for statehood from the United Nations.
Can the UN bestow the facts of statehood or just the symbols, badges versus borders? On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. An Israeli view of the Palestinian request for statehood at the United Nations on this Thursday, September 22nd.
But first, let's get to the top of the news. Troy Davis was put to death by lethal injection last night in Georgia. The execution for killing an off-duty police officer drew worldwide protest over his claims of innocence. And after several witnesses recanted their testimony against him, the execution was delayed several hours while the Supreme Court reviewed the case, but then declined to act on a petition for a stay. We're looking at the legal implications of this case later this hour, and we're wondering, has your mind been changed about the death penalty?
This is Carol from Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Whether Troy Davis was innocent or guilty matters not. Killing anyone diminishes us all.
What do you think? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
Palestinian officials brushed aside a promised U.S. veto and said yesterday they will continue their pursuit of full United Nations membership. President Obama made an effort yesterday to change the Palestinians' mind during a speech to the U.N. General Assembly. He then met with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas last night, but no indication that Abbas is ready to compromise on this issue. Greece is being hit by a 24-hour public transportation strike today. It's the latest protest against government austerity measures. There will also be a mass protest of public sector workers later on in Athens.
Americans Josh Fatale and Shane Bauer remain in seclusion with their families in Oman on their first full day of freedom. After spending more than 2 years in an Iranian prison, they were accused as spies before they were freed on $1 million bail. Pope Benedict arrived in Germany this morning. It's his first state visit to his homeland. Meanwhile, Republican leaders in the House suffered a surprising defeat on Capitol Hill. Democrats and Tea Party Republicans rejected a measure providing $3.7 billion for disaster relief as part of a bill to keep the government running through mid-November. Democrats voted against it because the measure would have cut funding to help car companies build fuel-efficient vehicles.
President Obama is quite literally taking his jobs plan to a crossroads of Republican congressional leadership. Later this morning, he'll speak at a bridge that crosses from House Speaker John Boehner's home state of Ohio to Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell's state of Kentucky. The Federal Reserve announced an unconventional plan to reduce borrowing costs for businesses and consumers. The Fed said it will invest $400 billion in long-term securities over the next 9 months. The plan is expected to drive down interest rates on mortgage loans, corporate bonds, and other forms of credit. Markets haven't reacted terribly positively, though. Asian and European markets are down. Futures are significantly down on Wall Street. The Dow will get underway at 11,124. The S&P opens at 1,166, and the Nasdaq opens at 2,538. Coming up this morning, a play called The Mountaintop imagines the final hours of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s life. We'll speak with award-winning playwright Katori Hall later this hour. We hear from the family of Shane Bauer, one of the two hostages released, or one of the two detainees released by the Iranian judiciary yesterday. That's at 30 minutes past the hour. But first, the Palestinian president has ignored pleas from the U.S. to drop its bid for full membership at the United Nations. Where does that leave the U.S. president? Where does that leave the possibility of face-to-face talks between Israel and the Palestinians? We'll get an Israeli view in just a few minutes.
lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.